This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel increased airstrikes on the Gaza Strip and sealed it off from food, fuel, and other supplies in retaliation for a bloody incursion by Hamas militants as the war's death toll rose to nearly 1,600 on both sides. Hamas also escalated on Monday, pledging to kill captured Israelis if attacks targeted civilians without warnings. In the war's third day, Israel was still finding bodies from Hamas's stunning weekend attack into southern Israeli towns. The Hamas attack on Israel Saturday took most regional powers by surprise, but many analysts say Iran would have approved the assault in advance. Henry Ridgewell has more from London.
Israeli officials say there is no direct evidence that Tehran directed the attack. Khaled El-Gindi is from the Middle East Institute in Washington.
Hamas is not an operative or a proxy of the Iranian regime. Although there may be convergences of interests.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Sunday he had not yet seen direct evidence of Iranian involvement. Meanwhile, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Monday his country's response would change the Middle East. Did not elaborate on what this meant. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said atrocities committed by Hamas during its attack on Israel mirrored those carried out by the jihadist group Islamic State.
Massacring hundreds of young people at an outdoor festival, kidnapping scores of women, children, and elderly, even Holocaust survivors. Hamas terrorists bound, burned, and executed children. They are savages.
This is VOA News.